Welcome to the AI Daily Podcast. It's Thursday, April 4th, 2024, and I'm your host, Amy Iverson. Today, we're on the brink of exploring the latest and most captivating innovations in the realm of artificial intelligence technology. So, without further ado, let's delve into the breakthroughs that are redefining the boundaries of what AI can achieve. Today's episode embarks on an enthralling journey through the latest advancements in artificial intelligence technology, where the digital frontier is ceaselessly reshaped by the ingenuity of pioneering minds and their trailblazing ideas. Let's plunge into two intriguing developments that showcase the inventive and, at times, controversial ways AI is weaving into the tapestry of our daily lives. Kicking things off, the browser company's recent hiring news has sent ripples through the AI community. They've successfully recruited Charlie Dietz, a former lead designer for Apple's Safari, steering the course of browser design toward an AI-driven horizon. Picture a web browser that not only responds to your commands, but also anticipates your needs, offering proactive support. The excitement isn't merely about acquiring talent, it's the unlocking of new frontiers in user interface design. While Apple's Siri assists us in locating the nearest coffee shop, the browser company is gearing up the arc to revolutionize our engagement with the expansive web cosmos. Challenging the constraints of Apple's mandatory WebKit rendering engine on its devices, the browser company aims to distinguish itself not just visually but through an AI-enhanced user experience. But what implications does this have for Safari? And how will Apple's AI strategy evolve at the upcoming Worldwide Developer Conference? This interplay between proprietary systems and external innovation is a quintessential tech ballet, and we're observing each move with keen interest. Shifting from the cerebral to the culinary, let's savor how AI is transforming not only our digital, but also our gastronomic adventures. Across rural America and beyond, gas stations have been known to offer surprisingly delectable fare, but ReUp, a convenience store chain, is elevating fried treats to a new, tech-savvy pinnacle. Meet the Wingman, an AI-powered robotic fry cook that not only expertly manages fry baskets, but also seasons and serves chicken wings with unparalleled precision, and never takes a sick day. The Wingman is more than a novel spectacle. It represents a glimpse into how AI is permeating diverse sectors, tackling the intricate balance of quality, efficiency, and human employment. ReUp's vision transcends mere food preparation. It's about leveraging AI to craft an enhanced, bespoke shopping and dining experience. Yet, amidst the enthusiasm, we're faced with the stark reality of job displacement and the transformation of entire industries. As AI begins to assume roles traditionally defined by human touch, what part will we play, and how will we adapt to collaborating with these sophisticated machines? Despite the advancements, AI's integration has its detractors. Jon Stewart, with his trademark satirical flair, recently targeted the emerging field of prompt engineers, specialists who refine AI to produce pertinent and swift responses. While the profession may be lucrative, Stewart's critique of the job title and the broader impact of AI on employment echoes the ambivalence felt by many. It serves as a potent reminder that with innovation comes reflection and discourse on the path we're charting. Listeners, as we observe AI's tendrils intertwining with the essence of our work, leisure, and even our culinary exploits, it's evident that the narrative of artificial intelligence is still being penned. It's a tale brimming with unwritten chapters, unforeseen twists and characters, both human and digital, whose roles are in flux. This conversation is far from concluded, but for now, we remain vigilant observers of these AI developments, for they herald a future as unpredictable as it is exhilarating. Stay with us as we continue to unravel the interplay between technology and everyday life, where each innovation prompts new questions and, potentially, new solutions. In today's era of swiftly advancing technology, artificial intelligence has transcended the realm of science fiction to become a tangible force influencing numerous sectors, including the creative arts. That's precisely our focal point today, as we dissect a pivotal moment at the crossroads of AI and the music industry. The Artist Rights Alliance, a coalition of musicians and songwriters, recently penned an open letter that has resonated deeply within the tech world. Endorsed by over 200 illustrious figures, this letter is more than mere communication. It's a clarion call for the preservation of human artistry. Artists like Katy Perry, Miranda Lambert, and the iconic Stevie Wonder are voicing their concerns, indeed their alarm, over the use of AI to replicate the very essence of their uniqueness, their artistic expression. Envision a scenario where an AI can emulate your voice, your style, and perhaps even the essence of your soul, to such an extent that discerning between human creativity and artificial imitation becomes challenging. For the working musician, whose livelihood depends on the uniqueness of their art, this poses not just an existential threat to their craft, but also to their financial stability. The letter underscores the potential of AI to advance human creativity when employed responsibly. This is a pivotal consideration. Artificial intelligence, akin to any instrument, has the potential to amplify our capabilities when in the right hands. However, when it's utilized to infringe upon artists' privacy and rights by training models without consent and aiming to supplant them, we venture into contentious territory. The signatories of this letter are essentially advocating for a moral and ethical stance from AI developers, imploring them to refrain from deploying technologies that could diminish human artistry or deny creators fair remuneration. Adding legal gravitas to the creators' concerns, initiatives like the Elvis Act in Tennessee are taking a definitive stand. This legislation not only safeguards an artist's vocal likeness, but also builds upon Tennessee's existing property rights laws concerning an individual's name, photographs, and likeness. The act doesn't merely bask in the glow of celebrity endorsement from the likes of Luke Bryan. It sets a precedent for recognizing and safeguarding the individuality and rights of creators in a digital era, increasingly dominated by AI. This debate isn't about stalling innovation, but rather about guiding it in a direction that honors and respects the contributions of human artists, ensuring their work isn't devalued in the quest for technological progress. At the heart of this issue is the challenge of harmonizing the marvels of AI with the rights and values we cherish in human creativity. This conversation is crucial, not only for artists, but for all stakeholders in technology, music, and indeed, any creative domain. As artificial intelligence grows more sophisticated, the boundaries blur, prompting us to consider not only what AI is capable of, but also what it ought to do. As a society, we bear the responsibility of navigating this delicate balance, fostering innovation without eroding the human essence of the arts. That concludes another captivating episode of the AI Daily podcast. Thank you for joining me this Thursday as we delved into the latest and most remarkable innovations in artificial intelligence technology. I'm Amy Iverson, and it's been an absolute pleasure to share today's top stories and intriguing insights from the AI landscape. Don't miss out on tomorrow's episode for more of your daily AI news, and keep an eye on how AI is sculpting the future right before our eyes. Have a wonderful day, and remember, the intelligence of tomorrow is being scripted today. Take care.